Welcome to Naked Accounting. I'm Magna Gapal.
And I'm Leon Rose. So Magna, this weekend you had the New York Congress. I haven't been in so many years. How was it?
Actually, it was quite fun. They had a lot of really good bands over the weekend, so the live music is always a treat.
Like every night?
Every night. I wasn't there on Thursday, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they had New Swing Sextet, some 21-piece band. God, I can't remember the name right now. And then on Sunday they had Tito Nieves, which
Wow.
was it was pretty dope.
That's nice. That's nice. I think the first time I went to that Congress was maybe 15, 16 years ago when it was up in the Catskills. Yeah, that's when David Melendez had it first. So I went there once. That was one of my worst shows. We got stressed. We're just about to perform. The CD didn't work, so I gave him another CD. I think wasn't even a CD. I think it was a mini disc.
Oh
That's how
my
long ago it
God.
was. And as we were performing the show, we realized it was the wrong mix that we gave him.
During your show. Wait, didn't you have tech rehearsal?
We just arrived. We just arrived. We got off the bus and we had to perform. No, we performed the next day, but I don't think we had a tech rehearsal. I don't remember why.
Maybe your show was the reason they introduced tech rehearsals.
Maybe. But it was bad, man. Imagine during the middle of the show, I realized we're not going in the right direction. I like, but me and the other guy is Tamambo. Me and Tamambo, we carried on doing exactly the same thing. He was like mirroring me, but the girls were completely lost. That was bad, man. I was so mad. That was a horrible experience for me. But how was it for you then? How was it for you?
I mean, the Congress was good. I had a good time. But speaking of horrible experiences, I kind of do want to talk about this experience that a friend of mine had. Unfortunately, it was on Friday night and it was the first dance of the night for her. Some guy asked her to dance, a New Yorker, like a
A
veteran New
New Yorker.
Yorker. And he goes to the socials, which, actually, speaking of which, I have another story from a social about the same person.
The same guy.
Yeah. And the social story is way worse. But this one's pretty bad too. So what happened was, apparently they had started dancing and she was struggling to find or feel his lead out, and he broke forward on the one, so she asked if he wanted to dance on one or on two. He smirked and asked her whatever she wanted to dance on. She said two. Then he responded, "Are you sure?" And she was like, "Yes, I'm sure." Then they started dancing on two again, and again she was kind of unable to follow him. And then this time he held her hands out in that kind of like open position where you could hold the girl to do a shine. And while he was holding her hands, he stopped dancing, hunched over, and looked at her feet. And when she asked what he was looking at, he said something like, "Honey, I just don't want you to keep getting lost. I don't think you know how to dance this," which I guess he must have been talking about salsa dancing. And so she freed her hands and she left the dance floor.
In the middle of the dance floor in the New York Congress.
At the New York Congress, yes.
What the hell? Look, who
And
does this guy look like?
hold on, let me tell you the other story first, because maybe it'll give you some context when you see his picture. So this is one thing, and it was really unfortunate because she doesn't attend a lot of big congresses. So this was a really big event for her. She came from another city in the United States that's got a way smaller scene. And this was a Friday night, her first dance of the night, and she finally walked off the dance floor on him, which I was like, thank God. But it ruined her night, you know, and it almost ruined the rest of her weekend because of
Did you see
this.
it?
I didn't see it because if I saw it, I would have asked her to dance because she's a good dancer, and I would have danced right in front of him to show him she's a great dancer. And then maybe I would have asked him to dance and then sat there and be like, just danced on every beat. I would have danced like on one, then I would switch to five, and then let him say something to me.
I tell you the truth, if you had danced today, no matter how great of a dance that would have been, he wouldn't have noticed.
That's
He
true.
wouldn't he wouldn't have no his ego is so large that he would not know what you were trying to do, the message that you were trying to give.
Probably, which is why I would have asked him to dance right after and then just screwed up all the timing. And then just been, and then when he's like, "Do you know how to dance on two?" I'd be like, "I don't know, maybe." And just made it a really annoying dance for him. But anyway, so let me tell you one more story about this guy. The reason I'm bringing him up is because I kind of like, unfortunately, I actually don't even know his name, but a part of me would almost want to call him out like by name.
He
But
sounds like
if
a
I,
Ralph.
There's also a Ralph in our scene. He's not that bad.
Sorry to all Ralphs out there. I don't know any Ralphs. I don't mean to offend.
So there are a lot of socials in New York. They are very casual environments for people to go. You don't have to get dressed up. People just go and sweat and just have a great time dancing to some great music in New York, right? With whomever. This guy, I guess he had left his stuff on a chair at the social. And there are not that many chairs. It's like maybe 50 chairs in, or not even 50 chairs in the entire room, which has maybe 200 people attending, right? So he had left his stuff on a chair. One of my friends had arrived to the social and sat down. There was empty chairs, right? So he sat down on an empty chair, and I guess he was changing his shoes, getting ready to dance. And this guy, at the end of his dance, came over to him. He's like, that's my chair.
Wow.
And my friend, as I would have done the same, there's no reserved seating at a social. Feel free to sit down at any of these empty seats next to me.
Maybe he bought that chair especially from home.
If he did... if the only person that's allowed to say nonsense like that is if you literally bought it, paid for it, and brought it in yourself, okay? So my friend said to him, feel free to sit on one of these empty chairs. And this guy, I cannot believe the nerve of this person. And he's in the scene. He's been around for a long time, so you should know better. But he grabbed my friend by the t-shirt collar and then motioned to punch him.
No, that's when jiu-jitsu kicks in.
That's when it's a good thing it wasn't you.
That's when the arm bars come into play.
He's lucky, one, that my friend is a little bit more of a pacifist and would think about the consequences of getting into a fight before doing anything. But there are some other friends I have here, like one of my close friends who's a black belt in Taekwondo, someone like you with jiu-jitsu and everything, like... This guy is lucky he's not actually doing that to someone who would put him down.
What the hell? That is crazy. That is crazy. No, I don't like that kind of thing. I want to see his picture.
So the reason we have this picture is because I guess the way he stands around everywhere is kind of like putting his things on a table or a chair and then just hovering around that table. Actually, you know what's funny? My friend told me about it because I was actually on my way to the social to see my friend and dance. And he was texting me to say, like, I can't believe what just happened. And I was like, God damn it. Like, I wished I was there, you know? So I arrived and I was like, who's the guy? He pointed him out to me. And I was like, where's his chair? Right? And he showed me the chair. You know what I did, right?
You went and sat on it.
Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah, did you pee a little?
I wished I could pee on command like that. But I went and sat down on the chair. And usually I sit down, I change my shoes, and then I'm up. I never sit through the whole night. But I sat down on the chair, and he was dancing, and I could feel his energy, like, immediately look over it. Like, you know, she's in my chair. Does she know she's in my chair? Because she's definitely in my chair.
You should have got a whole load of people. Just there. As soon as you stood up, somebody else sat down. Just kept doing, like, a train.
Next time.
You need to contact me with these guys. I have plans. I already have plans in place.
Next time. So when he finished his dance, he came over. And I just sat on my phone and I looked up at him, like made eye contact, and then looked back down at my phone. And he just kind of hovered. He was pacing back and forth in front of the chair. And I kept on doing that. I just look up at him and just kind of look back at my phone. And then finally he walked away. And then my friend goes, damn, man, Magnus got some big dick energy right now. But what a dick. Like, what an asshole.
So I mean, this is the picture of him right here that you just sent me.
Yep, that's the guy.
He looks evil. He does look
evil.
He
does.
It's like he's got these points where his four line is the line on the head where his hair meets. It's got like points.
What are they called? Crow's feet? Is it?
No, crow's feet is in your eyes.
Oh, those wrinkles.
What you've got in your eyes at the
corner. Shut up.
But this guy does that, and he's biting his bottom lip like he's hungry.
He's probably just hungry for that table that he's on.
Oh, like,
I wished I could eat this table that I'm holding.
I wish we could post this picture, but due to recent law changes, we're not allowed to post a picture. So we can't put this guy's picture on online, but at least we can warn people out there. Be careful of these assholes, you know. These sometimes they can get violent, and sometimes they, you know, some people need a good slap. It's not politically correct to say that. But sometimes people do. But no, I'm not encouraging violence out there. But please, if you are an asshole listening to this podcast, you probably don't even know that we're talking about you.
Yep. And that is the biggest problem with assholes like that, is that you really don't think you're an asshole. And my advice to other people, one, of course, is don't engage. Like, same thing that my friend did. He did not actually get up and punch him in the face,
No,
which he
don't do that.
definitely could have. It's not worth it. And two, if you are a leader or a follower dancing with someone who's being that rude to you on the dance floor, those are perfect times to just say bye,
Sayonara.
sayonara, and get the hell off the dance floor. And
Sayonara.
then go tell your friends. Like, tell your friends. You can
Tell
even,
everybody.
that kind of behavior is completely inappropriate. Everyone's here to have fun. And even if you're not enjoying your dance, even if the person's off time, get over it. It's 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And if you're that good, well, you should be able to dance on every time then. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. But seriously.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy what you're listening to, please tell your friends, tell everybody, let everybody know about Naked and Counting with Magna Gopal and me, Leon Rose.
Ciao, guys.
See you later.